Instruction in the Unified Teaching for Simple People from the Raja Upadesha Sutra. Great King, you have many works to do yourself and many orders to give to others. You are so busy that you have no time to practice the full training of all six paramitas from generosity to wisdom. Therefore, Great King, whether going or staying, sleeping or waking, eating or drinking, you must always continuously maintain recollection of supreme and complete enlightenment with longing, faith, and tender aspiration. This is your meditation. Rejoice in the virtue done by others, and make an offering of that sympathetic rejoicing to all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, listeners, and isolating Buddhas. Make offerings to them, and share the virtue with all beings. Then dedicate the merit so that all beings may become fully complete within the Dharma of the Buddha in just one day, and thus gain unsurpassed enlightenment. Great King, if you act in this way, you will be able to rule without any decline in the kingdom, and you and your subjects will all fully complete the accumulations of merit and wisdom necessary for gaining enlightenment. This ends the sutra extract. Just as the earlier Buddhas developed in their hearts the intention to gain enlightenment for the sake of others, and pursued the training of the Bodhisattvas, progressing through the stages of the path, I also, in order to bring benefit to beings, raise and develop the altruistic intention towards enlightenment, and, like the Buddhas, will follow this training, practicing each of its stages. Now, at this time, my life is fruitful. I have truly attained human existence. Today I am born in the Buddha's family. I have become a child of the Buddhas, a bodhisattva. From now on, I must only practice activity which is in harmony with my new family, so that this faultless, reverend family does not become spoiled by my actions. Today, before all the Buddhas, I invite all beings to be my guests until they reach Buddhahood. Therefore, may the gods, asuras, and all beings be happy. This precious, excellent, altruistic intention towards enlightenment, may it arise in those in whom it has not yet arisen. May it not deteriorate in those in whom it has arisen. May it increase evermore. Never being separated from the altruistic intention towards enlightenment and staying true to the conduct of a bodhisattva, may I be completely held by all the Buddhas. May I abandon all karmic activities arising due to the obstructing demons. Whenever I am glad, I will dedicate that joy to the happiness of all beings. May their happiness fill the sky. Whenever I get trouble, I will take the suffering of all beings as my own burden. May the oceans of suffering become dry. May all my virtuous actions quickly bring all beings in the world to enlightenment. In order to benefit beings, I will teach the Dharma and thus free all beings from the many sorrows that oppress them. Buddha Shakyamuni, may we become like you in body, in retinue, lifespan and realm, and like you in your supreme and excellent distinguishing features. May we truly become like you. By the power of praising you in prayer, may we all, wherever we abide, have our sickness, poverty, and disputes removed, and may the Dharma and felicity thrive and spread. Buddha, our teacher, come to this world realm and give the doctrine which illuminates like the light of the sun. With the doctrine holders like harmonious siblings, may there be the good fortune of the long duration of the Dharma. Compiled by Chimirigzen Rinpoche. This text is from the book Longing for Limitless Light by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. Read by Wendy, October 2022.